Resh Pei Dalet Sif Vav. Shulchan Aruch says that the one who's saying the Haftarah should not start until the Megillah of the Sefer Torah finishes, the Megillah rolling up the Sefer Torah. Shabir explains that the Megillah also has to listen to the Haftarah. It's a chayv on everyone to listen to the Haftarah, just like listening to Laning, and therefore you cannot start until you finish the Megillah. Or for Rashi, it's mashma until the Sefer Torah is fully covered, probably by the mantle. Shabir also says that when you finish reading the Haftarah, then the cloth or the chumash or whatever was used to read the Haftarah should stay on the bima until after the mafter finished making the brachas. This way he makes the brachas after Haftarah. You should see what he's making the bracha on, he's mevarach on what he just leaned. Siv Zayin. When you have two parashas connected to each other, such as Vayakov Akudei or many others, we lean the Haftarah from the second parasha. Mishnah Berurah explains that's how we ended leaning. The Ramah says, I am lekamotz imetov chav ches. Mishnah Berurah says, we mitzayin there to various scenarios, such as the Haftarah of Achrim is Kadoshim with it together. Now, there are exceptions to this rule, not always do lane Haftarah is Parashah Shnia. And many other Dina Haftarah also found some Tav Chav Ches. The Ramah says, the minig is after Kriyas Torah, Timaska, the Shamas of the Mesim, and the Bracha for those who are Isaac and Tzarchi Tzibur, Kamakam of Yiman Haga, every place, Kviyat's Minig. And the Mishnah Berurah says, it should be done after Kriyas Torah, before Ashrei. As opposed to after Ashrei, you should not say extra Mishaberachs and Tfilas, because the kash that's going to be said before Musaf is really going back, has to go back to Pesukim, is going back to Pesukim of that Ashrei, and therefore you should not be mafsik in between. Yehalalu, Mishnah Berurah says, that's not a hefsik. But to start at any other tchinas and Mishaberachs, that could be a hefsik. He says, there are places that they seem to have as aminug, that when it's a chayla, the chazan takes sevetari after Ashrei, makes a Mishaberach l'chayla, he says, shlig it in, it's a mistake, not the right thing. Any Mishaberach l'chayla should be made earlier, but after Ashrei, there should not be other things added besides Yehalalu until comes the Kaddish. I do want to point out that there are many places that are noig when they say Bahav, that there's a Mishaberach made for those who are fasting Bahav, and they're noig to make that Mishaberach after Ashrei before they put the Sefer Torah back. Mishnah Berurah does not discuss that over here. Then the Ramah goes weiter and says that the minhag is say you can porkun on Shabbos after the Haftarah, and there's no problem with Isser Tchina of making bakashas on Shabbos with saying you can porkun. It's also minhag to say Avarachimim, and the Ramah says that any Shabbos which you wouldn't say Tachnun, if it'll be during the week, or any Shabbos is no tzkos or tzedek, you don't say Avarachimim. Same thing if there's a chasta, meaning if there's a chasta and shavu brachas in shul, or there's mismila in shul. The Ramah says there are places that they don't say avarachimim if it's Shabbos mevarchim, the mevarch lechodesh that week, except during Sfira, Shabbos mevarchim, Iyar and Sivan, then even though it's during Sfira, you do say avarachimim, and the Ramah says a hochem acholza achar minhag. Indeed, there's different halachim about these things. Mishnah Berurah brings some things down though. It says Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, even though you would not say tachnun, therefore once it's a chasta, then you do say avarachimim. He says that the Pirim Gadim says that the key mask of the Shabbos, then also, besides Avrachimim, says, B'Shabbos, the Mevarach of, or Shabbos, the Shchedesh of, then you will not see Avrachimim, and as Karsen Shabbos. Now, there are the Pesachim, it's not like this, the Aruch HaShulchan says that Shabbos, the Shchedesh of, you do see Avrachimim. So you see, there's different Hagim. So everyone agrees, Shabbos, Avrach, and Chedesh, Ir, and Sivan, you see Avrachimim, Shabbos, Avrach, and Chedesh of, Mishnah Berurah brings not to, but others do say it. There's different Hagim in each place that the Masa should do Kafir their Minik. Now, we bench for Shchedesh and we don't say Avrachimim, we're not masking Neshamas, and Mishnah Berurah says even if it's a scenario, do say Avrachimim, like during Sfira, still, we're not masking Neshamas. Like Gavram says, unless it was for someone that's Niftala, we could mask Neshamas, but Megavram says even that not. During Sfira, though, we do say Avrachimim, even Shabbos Avrachim, Mishnah Berurah says even if it's a Bismila, so now it's Shabbos Avrachim and there's a Bismila, still you say Avrachimim. He says even if it's Nisan, so it's Nisan, that's the reason we don't say Tachlon, the reason you shouldn't say Avrachimim, and Shabbos Avrachimish here, and there's Bismila, still, we say Avrachimim. However, on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh year, then you will not say Avrachimim, and definitely will not be masked to the Shabbos in such a case. Simon Reish Behesef Aleph, even though a person hears the whole laning of the parasha, still everyone's chayiv, each person chayiv to read for himself every week from the Seder of that Shavua. Shnayim Mikav Echad Hagim, twice the Psukim and once the Targum, Afilo Taurus Vadivan, mean even words in the Torah that don't have a Targum for them, that the Targum is not moist of anything, just says over the word, still you should read from the Targum. Although there is one sheet that Mishnah Berurah brings that if there's Targum Yishalmi, that adds something, you should read the Targum Yishalmi. But generally, it's just accepted to mean over here that you just read the word from the Targum Unkelus without adding anything to it. Now, once you read it during the appropriate week, not earlier, Mishnah Berurah says, and not later, you should mashed by Shes Imitzib, the other Tzibur, as well as mashed by Shes Yitzib of Mitzibur. The Gemara says, Marich Liyam Yav Shalais of Isgay Yosech Darich Yom. It's not good enough to read once the Mikra, once the Targum, plus listening to the Balkari laning. You have to read it yourself twice besides the Balkari. You can read along with the Balkari, but you have to read it. B'diavad, if someone was semech on the Balkari, if one of the Mikras and not read along, that's Machleik Zachrenim, what happens B'diavad. It's Machleik Zachrenim if you read Pasuk, Mikra, Mikra, Targum, Pasuk, Mikra, Mikra, Targum, or if you break it up, every Psuchostuma, there's different Shidiz Zachrenim, whichever way you do is okay. Someone is able to learn the Shlemikra from the Sefer Torah, that's even better.